For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. This is one of the earliest songs extolling the virtues of music-making insects. It comes from the Renaissance composer Josquin des Prez. It's called El Grillo, and it's a tribute to the steadfast musical talent of the lowly cricket. Here in Arizona, we do have crickets, but the noisiest insects are probably the cicadas. Considered to be predictors of the monsoon, they sense the increasing levels of moisture and crawl up out of the ground for their brief season of making cicada whoopee, providing they can avoid the birds that feast on them, that is. You'll hear them in the hot summers buzzing or singing in the trees. The sound they make is pretty amazing, a loud percussive sound like a primitive maraca being shaken really fast. Their songs can be heard as far away as 450 yards. Author, professor, and musician David Rothenberg delves into cicadas, mostly the eastern kind in his book, but also crickets, katydids, and other noise-making insects, breaking down exactly why and how they make the music they make, and also points to their influence in the world of human poetry, music, and technology in his new book, Bug Music. It's the KBAQ Changing Hands Book Notes selection for October. Writer David Rothenberg's a professor of philosophy and music at the New Jersey Institute of Technology with a special interest in animal sounds as music. He's also a jazz musician whose books and CDs reflect a longtime interest in understanding other species by making music with them. Rothenberg has recorded at least 9 albums in his own name and has performed or recorded music with Peter Gabriel and many jazz musicians. Books he's written include Why Birds Sing, A Journey into the Mystery of Birdsong, and Thousand Mile Song about whale sounds considered as music. Bug Music, a book about insects and music, is his latest exploration into the musical world of nature, and it's published by St. Martin's. Although I didn't really share his fascination with the eastern cicadas, the first part of the book where he examines them and their songs in detail makes for an interesting, if occasionally overly technical, read. Overall, it's a fun to read and informative book on some of the insects who make noise in our world and why and how they do what they do. It also explores their influence on human art, music, and poetry. The author also includes at the end of the book a listing of human music inspired by insects and also a guide to his CD, Bug Music, where he and other musicians play with insect bandmates. Rothenberg is knowledgeable about the science behind the music of bugs, but he's also not afraid to admit that science still doesn't know all the answers to the questions about insect behavior, including some of the sounds they make. For some reason, it's comforting to find out that there are still some things we don't know, even about the insects we usually take pains not to interact with all around us. For a fascinating look into the world of insects and their noises, check out Bug Music by David Rothenberg. It's the KBAQ Changing Hands Book Notes selection for October. To find out more about the book and to order it at a discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. Baby, 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 baby